From National Public Radio, this is Weekly Edition, the best of NPR News. I'm Rex Bauer. This week, the U.S. courts would-be allies for the war on terrorism, and Afghanistan's neighbors sound their concerns, and how one airline remains almost untouched by the downturn in U.S. air travel after the news. Following the attacks on New York and Washington, the U.S. has been building a coalition of allies to help fight the war on terrorism. Great Britain has made it clear that it is firmly behind the U.S., and most of the other countries in Europe have followed suit. In the Middle East, Saudi Arabia has made a somewhat cautious offer for support, and both Pakistan and India have taken a strong stand with the allies. But Washington will likely have a harder time winning support from Egypt, the chief American ally in the Arab world. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports now from Cairo.
Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Russia has contributed aid to the anti-Taliban Northern Alliance by sending a cargo jet full of tents, blankets, and food. The plane landed in Dushanbe, capital of Afghanistan's northern neighbor, Tajikistan. Pentagon officials say the U.S. intends to use the country as a base for military action against Afghanistan. Tajikistan has a close but often tense relationship with the Northern Alliance, as NPR's Ivan Watson reports.
Ivan Watson, NPR News, Dushanbe.
I'm Rex Bauer. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week for the best of NPR News.